still in the Lieder Tafel?
Yes. Perhaps I'm now that far. I'm waiting for them to carry it by the Lieder Tafel. But if there's still enough left to do that.
That's good.
The Tenander Lieder Tafel is actually very solid again. We had 10 years back, I thought, how long will that be going on? You know, when you saw all the oldies around you, no young ones want to join. But this, so many pensioners, and you know, early pensioners and people, retired farmers come to the valley. We pick the odd ones out, so we lose one of two a year. We pick up two, so that keeps us constant. Now 43, and in Adelaide Lieder Tafel they were up to 50. And now they're scratching 19, 18. They have to lend from the mixed choirs, the girls. They have to help out in the tenor section, otherwise. And Melbourne Arion, they were always 50 pluses. They struggled to the old 80s. You know. The later Adelaide, the last one who can hold the standard, the banner until.
My father, he came out and their family lived at Greenock on Victor Road.
The Victor Road, yes.
Victor Road. That's where they had
the Kapunda Way.
On the Kapunda Road, off the Kapunda Road.
I know Victor.
Yes, you do. Yes, and they had a large family. My father was the youngest of six children, and his mother died when he was only a very, very little baby. Mm. So his father married again, and they had nine more. Yes. But they were completely self-sufficient because they had they were right in the at the base of the Greenock Creek, so they grew. They had an orchard of I've been told of every.
I've heard with Robson, Bockman, Nitschke.
Yes.
Zeppels was the first vintage. We worked with. We came out from the same town in Germany, four of us, three, and then the other one half a year later, and they unloaded us the first time in Fremantle, so we put the first foot in Australia, Fremantle, and then back to the boat on a Sunday afternoon, and go on to Melbourne. We had no idea. The only city I had a bit of an idea was Melbourne because of the Olympic in '56. The other two, they said, oh, you worked in the office, you have a look at that things, you know. And then Canberra, I knew from the name, but didn't say anything. Sydney was not much, because Melbourne was due to the Olympics. And they dropped us off in Melbourne 2 days before Christmas, it was '67 here, and to Meribyrnong, the munition factory, you know. And there's now, I think, a refugee camp. And so we were there, and Footscray was the next suburb. You know, and the Footscray was full with Yugoslavs. And we had contact with them because they all, a second language, they all could understand and speak German.
Yes.
Even the dentist I had to go, he spoke German. And he wanted to, he asked me for a photo of my bites. You know, that was so strong, he never had seen one. If he could take a photo, see, that was the first one asking for a photo in Australia. Still got feelings in from him when I went there. And so that was an.
You're lucky.
And then one of my mates, he was a distiller. And he heard when we came out on the boat, that he spoke about the wine region. And originally we wanted to migrate to South Africa. And there we knew Cape Town around wine. But we had to cancel that because of the Fervour murder in the parliament. He was murdered in parliament, he was the MP. And then we had an okay, only waited for the date when they wanted us. And then they said stop because of the apartheid politic in South Africa. And this migration stopped. So we looked after a year, we said, but we want to go somewhere. We looked around and they gave us the opportunities, you know, America. We said, no, America, no. Canada to cold, South Africa we tried already, New Zealand, he said. I said, but preferred pumps. Well, then the last one was Australia. Uh-huh. He gave us the forms, we filled them out, and 6 weeks later, the Australian consul in Hamburg wanted us to see us, and the wow. first thing, good day, and then there's the doctor,
wow.
military doctor. Mm-hmm. The procedure, as we heard from the old soldiers, you know, bent over and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And about 12 weeks, not even earlier, we had the okay. 11th of November, you have to be in Bremerhaven. The Queen Frederica was a Greek ship, waits for you.
Well.
So 800 of us on the...
800,
yeah. And that was the last trip from per ship. All the rest, one of them had a blood pressure too high. And they didn't take him on. And he had to get the blood pressure down. Mm. And then he came by aeroplane half a year later. And that was in... And it come to this wine region... was in the head of the distiller, you know. And we in Melbourne, of course, we worked job here and there by Ford and Broadmeadows, we shifted. We worked there for a week. And then all of a sudden, the fella, he stood back. He didn't want to go to Broadmeadows. He said, oh, we can go to fruit picking in Victoria. Yeah, Victoria, yes. And... then the next week, set our job bye-bye, and in the afternoon, the fella came from the other migrant, from Mary Bidon, and he said, oh, that's no good, the pie no good to nothing. And we said goodbye to our job, what we do now. And then he said to people, what is about to, can you find out where the wine region is? So I went to the Elbe station, Flinders Street, asked a bit around. They're all South Australia. And I said, how the hell do we get to South Australia? And he said, oh, by train, but it takes you 2 days.
2 days.
Over bus, you leave in the morning and you will do it in the evening, you come here. So in the bus, and then we finished up in the Franklin Street. And there I asked again, and they said, oh, German, we didn't know. There is a wine region. I don't know the name, but it is outside Adelaide. When you go this street, and over the main street, you're coming into a Flinders Street. There's a German club.
In Adelaide?
In Adelaide, yes. He stayed in Franklin, in the Franklin Hotel, in Richmond Hotel, that night. And in the morning, the men are behind, and they said, go over, that's the German club, so we there. Over to the German club, and there they were the first Germans drinking beer. And one fella said, oh, but we wanted to go, and he said, oh, they told us Brosser Valley wine region. Yeah, that's German, you know. Having a beer first, and then I'd bring you to the railway station. My Mercedes is outside. Well, it's fine. But that fella I met again, first time, at the Village Festival here in the Oval in Tenanda, halber Tag of War with Kaiserstuhl team in the winery, and we won. And afterwards we were allowed to have a drink on each of the stands from the wineries. And there was one winery, of course, it was Schamicki, Carlsberg winery, you know, in Lindock. And came there and he talked about how we questioned, how did you come to Australia, blah, blah, told my story. And that fella behind the bar, he said, you know what? Who that fella was with the Mercedes? This was me. It was Charles Schimicki, the old fella. He was still a builder in that time, in South Adelaide, in Edwardsdale. And he came then, and he was just starting his business in Lindock.
Wow, what a story.
So that was me. So. And then, how we get to the valley? Oh, railway station. There's a train goes here up to. So the railway station won 3 tickets to the Barossa Valley. He mumbled 3... names there, the towns, of course, you know. Nuriutpa, I couldn't repeat. Angeston, Tananda, that wrote nicely of a tongue, you know. So, 3 to Tananda. And that's where we finished up here in that little pub, Tananda. There was still a horse cart, you know, he delivered our luggage.
Whoa.
From the railway station. Yeah, and dropped it off here.
Whoa. And, what year?
Yeah, there was a Speiser, was Speiser was running
business.
Speiser.
I recall that name.
Yeah, Speiser was, he couldn't speak German, but his wife did.
Yeah.
And I ordered in stumbling English, you know, three beers, and I was on my own, and then they asked where the others, oh, another two outside. And then I saw that all the fellas on the bar, it was about in the evening, at 5, 6 o'clock around, they looked, at some of them looked very weary. And then after a while, she said, then, du kannst doch Deutsch sprechen, die verstehen uns hier. Also, where we are here. So from there on it started. Then they had to find accommodation for the night. And I finished up at Professor Koch's, Vidor Koch, on the McDonald Street.
Wow.
And I was in the same bed, and Wolf Blass was sleeping for the first weeks when he came here.
Oh.
So wow. It came together after.
You know.
And the other two, they were at Galash, outside Tonanda.
All right.
You know, behind the St. John's Cemetery, a bit further. Galash on the right side.
Galas.
Or Galash.
Galas. I remember that name.
Yeah.
Yes.
They called it Garlic.
All right. Yes.
I said, we're sleeping at Garlics. Yeah, then we had to come, we brought work here in a village. And it was during the vintage. And they looked at each other and I said, tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock, here in the pub, everyone was in there. We have a look, and we're asking our binary, Orlando's, Yaldara, and from Seppels. So, yeah, here's Seppels here from Tonanda. And then Herman de Boy, he lives here by behind the oval. You know Herman de Boy? Yeah. And he worked for Yaldara. Anyway, he worked somewhere in the. And he said, dumbhead, me, I live alongside my neighbor, Ross Jenkins, behind the oval there somewhere. He's the manager from Seppelsfield. So he asked him, and Jenkins said, bring the boys tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock to the oval. We met him at the Tonanda Oval, and he said, I need two. I said, but we are three. Then he asked something, and I said, yeah, one is the distiller, then I need three, he said. The distiller had to be in the morning at 7 o'clock by the pub. No, yeah, somewhere would be picked up. And I had to go to the big pub, inviting for somebody picks me up, and it was Colin Glatz. He was the manager in Dorin. It was still operating. And we two of us, we finished up in Dorin, forking off grapes.
Oh.
The juice was running into
so
the
you
boots.
Got work there.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Wonderful.
And the blisters afterwards, you had to put this.
What year was this?
68.
68.
And so 68 was the first in Tonanda. And then, of course, after we were finished at Seppelsfield here in Dorin, they said you can have work at Seppelsfield. And they offered us a house, the first house over the bridge there, you know, where the little brick goes through. On the left hand side, there were. The winemaker lived there, Joan, you know, from the band.
Yes.
And Philip Joan was later on lived there. You know, his father was first there. And so that's how we finished up in Seppelsfield. Seppelsfield had about 30 people in that. We went on the first young ones again. And so then we made the rest of the year in Seppelsfield. And then Ziggy Sobotan, and during the work, my Manfred, the distiller, Werner Köhler, you know, the Köhler family, told Manfred, if you want German bread, you can get that from the baker in the neighbor town. And Ziggy, he mentioned Ziggy. Manfred said, Ziggy, does Ziggy have a brother? Yeah, brother in Adelaide, Norbert, could be. Blah, blah, and I said, I drive you down tonight after work, he's my brother-in-law.
Wow.
And so that was Ziggy from the same town where we came from. The father was still living there when we left. We wanted the address from his son Ziggy. We knew he was in Australia, but not where. And his nest was empty. He was in Poland. He visited relatives or friends. And the woman there, he looked through the cards and letters, nothing there. So we found Ziggy.
Whoa.
Yeah, here he was.
Whoa.
And
so how old were you?
26.
26?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
26. Yeah, so. And that's where the leader Tafel came in. The Ziggy Sobota, you know, the baker, he said, tomorrow night, on Tuesday night, you have to get dressed. You have to go to Tananda. And we thought he wanted us to get to Freddy. You know, we learned already about Freddy when he had his job. Mm-hmm. You think he was delivering bread. But now we didn't finish up at Freddy's, but close to Freddy, just one building further, the Institute. And then downstairs, you know. And then the door went open, we had a look, and said, it's all folks home here. That was the leader Tafel. When you're 26, and there was the old way and old and dark. Smoking, drinking, you know, all over. This is going on. And then we showed the introduction, and then old Fritz Hombuch said, you know, oh, there's an empty space, and there's an empty space. And I was sitting alongside Frank Rosie from the start of your grandfather Bird was in the middle, you know. And that's how I finished up in the Liedertafel. I was 68. And I'm the last one still in the Liedertafel.